Electrical reactance exists within the field of time, exclusively within the field of time. It does not exist within the field of space. Now, capacitance and inductance is determined by spatial characteristics or geometries of the components, the physical components involved that live in or exist in physical space. So that means when reactance takes place in the imaginary field of counter space, it's outside of space. In fact, there's really no such thing as counter space. It's simply time all by itself. So the capacitance and inductance is not there anymore to influence those factors of electrical reactance, yet time is still there, and frequency is time. And so what happens is it keeps the beat in time and recycles, because it's lossless, it recycles that reactive power, if you want to call it, or reactive reactance. It recycles that electrical reactance because it can still keep a beat. And that's why frequency is so important, because it'll determine how quickly the value of energy that went into that, or I should say came out of space but still retained time, how quickly it either increases or decreases, because it will not stay the same unless it stays out of space for such a short duration that we don't notice that it changed a whole lot, and then we ignore it because it's usually a very minor influence at that point. But if it stays out of space for any lengthy duration, you know, because it's not being brought back by resistance acting as a power factor correction, bringing it back into space, putting the current and the voltage back into alignment when they were out of phase relation by 180 degrees by one half cycle. So if I made that too long-winded, I lost track of what I was saying. So electricity, as we know it, exists in space and time. But electrical reactance is what happens when electricity is no longer in space, yet still is within time. And this is why we have to use mathematical formulae predicated on imaginary numbers mixed with real, because we're dealing with both, because we never deal with time alone. But we have to include it as an accessory to space mixed with time. And yet we don't give credence where credit is due, that we're dealing with a mixed bag of space, which is real power, and space and time, which is real power, and time alone, which is so-called reactive power, better known as reactance, but also known as actants, or activity, or the active, because this is where electricity comes from. It comes from that imaginary field of time. Time alone, exclusive to itself, before any consideration of space gets involved. And this is why we don't understand electricity, because we don't understand the shell game that happens. It's really not shells so much as layers of an onion skin. Layers upon layers, and we've got time, and then we add a layer of space, or we take away the layer of space. So if we add the layer of space, we have electricity, but if we take away the layer of space, we have reactance without spatial existence. It only has temporal existence. And because we can only imagine what that must be like, we have to use the square root of negative 1, comes in handy, and electrical reactance formula to temporarily hold on paper, or in our computer or calculator, what the electricity could be if it ever came back to the field of space. While it is sitting there temporarily in time for any number of eons, or cycles of oscillation, I should call it, because, you know, everything is based on cycles of oscillation. And it could be reciprocating oscillations, you know, a linear type, or it could be circular, it could be all kinds of types, helical, it could be all kinds of types, but everything oscillates, and that's how nature keeps time. There is no master clock, there is no such thing. Every object is oscillating and creates its own temporal reference frame, irregardless of any other reference frame created by all other particles and objects in creation. So everything has its own reference frame of time, but it does not have a spatial connection unless it is electrical. And so the ideology of an electrical universe is not really true, or it's not really accurate. It's true, but it's not the whole picture, because there's a portion of the universe that is not electrical, that is reactance, or activity, as Mr. Dort would say, being quoted by Dort Jr., Dort Sr. quoted by Dort Jr., and then passed along to us via William Line, who is now past deceased. So they're all dead, except maybe Dort Jr., I don't know. But nonetheless, there are three qualities of magnetism. Paramagnetism, exhibited by aluminum, which is reflective. Ferromagnetism, exhibited by iron, which is magnetic. And diamagnetism, which is the active, exhibited by copper. Because it is extremely active, it tends to react when we apply voltage to it. And it gives us electrical reactance in a very efficient manner when we deal with copper. But there are a lot of things to deal with, and we don't have to limit ourselves to any one choice, depending on which form of magnetism we wish to increase or intensify. So it's interesting that one of the flavors of magnetism, namely diamagnetism, has to do with electrical reactance. It's very part and parcel to it, but whoever deals with diamagnetism and call it by that name, we don't. We call it reactive, or the reactance, electrical reactance. So this is a very peculiar situation in which we have overlapping of terminologies, which creates confusion, and it's a real mess. But we have to keep it all straight so we don't get confused when we talk to each other. Anyway, so this concept of being able to withdraw from space and still retain time is essential for understanding the experience of a person who opens up the third eye. And that's probably why I get it, and very few people do get it, because you have to be intuitive and not materialistic in order to really fully understand the mechanism of electrodynamic theory. It's not all physical. Physics can't cover all of it. Do you ever hear of a physicist talking about electrical reactance? No. Why? Because it's not physical. So why should they bother? Yet free energy exists exclusively within the field of time. It cannot and does not physically exist at all. Once we take it out of the exclusive realm of time and bring it back into space, it's no longer free energy, it's no longer electrical reactance. Now, it's simply electricity, governed by the conservation of energy. But outside the field of space, conservation does not apply, because time, every object has its own reference of time, and that reference can change. I've seen it happen under simulation. The simulator doesn't mind if something doesn't exist in space, because it doesn't exist in space as far as the simulator is concerned anyway, whether it's electricity or otherwise. It's dealing with all these abstractions boiled down into mathematics, so it cannot make that distinction. And so we miss the boat on what electrical reactance actually is. When we deal with simulators, we have to really spend some time and finally figure it out. And it's because I already knew that it's possible to live in time without living in space. So it makes it possible for me to come to this conclusion that it applies also to electrical reactance. Otherwise, I never would have been able to come up with this conclusion, but that's the only way to do it. Deal with it. You know, you look at electrical reactance formula, and they have capacitance and inductance there, but they can't change anymore because they were preset by the component that gave them those values. unless the simulator is dealing with the field, the reactive field of capacitance, the reactive field of inductance, which can, I suppose, exists in time apart from space as electrical reactance would dictate. And so I guess capacitance and inductance could change. Why not? It's creating capacitive reactance and inductive reactance, which becomes the capacitance and the inductance for the next cycle of oscillation. The output of one cycle becomes the input for the next. And so not only is the time reference changing, because I've seen the frequency increase, when the amplitude increases, the frequency normally goes up at the same time. And it shows it's soaking up the kinetic energy, if we can call it that at this point, I don't know, but the kinetic energy of electrical reactants, it's storing some of it as potential energy in the form of frequency. But capacitance and inductance is also going up, storing the energy as potentialities. So a lot of different potential conversions into potential energy are taking place when a free energy device is operating in, at the very least, the field of time apart from space. A lot is going on, and it's kind of magical because it disappears from space. A portion of the electricity disappears from space, yet still retains its existence within the field of time. If you can wrap yourself around that thought, you'll understand free energy. If you can't, you'll never get it, and you'll claim it doesn't exist, and you will suppress it. Like that guy in the first movie of Planet of the Apes, the orangutan. God, I can't remember the guy's name, the character's name. But he knew about the existence of humans being prior to the existence of the supremacy of apes, and that those humans were intelligent but violent and created the destruction of the planet Earth, in our future. So he knew about them, but if any instance should come up, he dreaded if it would, but his job was to suppress it and not let society deal with it. So he knew what to look for, but he knew what to do with it when it showed up. And that's what a lot of people do, not knowing any better many times, most of the time. Most people are just ignorant. But a few people do know better, and yet they suppress it anyway, because they want to keep things the way they are. The status quo, they don't want to change anything. They know what would happen. I know it too, but I don't care. I'm a rebel, I don't care. I'm not materialistic minded. Yeah, I guess I am getting that way in my old age. But I still can't worry about it, because I haven't my whole life. Why should I change now and start worrying about, if I've never worried it up until now, it's a little late to start worrying about materialism at this point, if I've never done it up until now. Anyway, so I think I've given you enough information, and you'll absorb whatever you can, and the rest will go right over your head, one in one ear and out the other.